Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday night on Like It. I love it. Let's get it, family. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Edgar. Thank you for hanging out with us. This is Brian right here. Good morning,
What's
bro.
What's up?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
She's on the phones, ready to go. 877-971-HITS. You could call or text that number. You know what? Go ahead and just shoot us a call right now. We got screening tickets, advanced screening tickets to Overlord. Caller 9, you win to get your Friday kicked off in a great way. 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning, y'all.
Getting ready for the Amp Mini Mix. Mm-hmm. Coming at 7:15. I got great news for all of you that are listening right now and in studio. You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Lay it on us.
You get an extra hour of sleep this weekend.
Yeah. That's right. Fallback time.
Best That's news right. ever.
Last case of emotion.
We fall back an hour. Saturday going into Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Remember, you go backwards. Not forward, but backwards.
You know what's funny is that I know that Chelsea and I, for a fact, are thinking like, oh, damn, Saturday night, extra hour to be out. And I'm looking at Edgar, and I'm like, I was about to ask you, what are you going to do with your extra hour on Saturday night? And I was like, Edgar's going to roll it into Sunday morning. Extra hour.
Yep.
If Ariella will let you have an extra hour, which I don't think she's going to respect that whole thing.
Usually she wakes up at 6:30. She wakes up like at 4 this time. Yeah. She's like, uh-huh. I don't care.
Look, you got it wrong. This is not spring forward.
Yeah, go back to sleep, Ariella. So that's exciting right there. Make sure you do that, especially changing like the clocks that don't automatically change. You know what I'm saying? Like the microwave clock or something like that. You know, then you're gonna be all off an hour.
I'm the worst. I leave it like that for like 5 months. And well, I'm like, one of these days I'll change it, and then I just keep. And then it's more like, okay, I just do the math every time.
It's only wrong half the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there you go.
Here's the thing, though. It's like now who has a clock? Like no, everyone uses their cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you still are gonna find those people. It's gonna happen on Monday. I hope we get some calls from people on Monday who are gonna blame or tell somebody blame something. On daylight savings time.
Being late, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, nothing changed. Dude, the only clock you look at 1,000 times a day changes automatically on your phone.
Yep.
And even if your car stereo, like you said, Brian, it's wrong half the year. Why do they make it so complicated? For you to change the time on your car stereo.
It's hard.
It's like straight up, like you need an astrophysicist to come in and help you out on that.
My car, I feel like, because I've always driven like really junky cars that barely work. Like I've had cars that I go into a radio station in the morning where like it caught on fire at 4:30 in the morning. Like thing with those flames. I was like, oh God, this is bad. And I had to text everyone on the show, be like, yo dude, my car's on fire. They're like, yeah, yeah, right, Brian. I'm like, I swear to God, I got to get a taxi cab. So for me, I look at my car now and it's like it reminds me of like an Indiana Jones when he's trying to figure out hieroglyphics figure out
exactly.
What I just need to change the clock, man. Yeah. Why do I have to like I have to read the manual, which is 7,600 pages?
Oh, yeah.
This is ridiculous. Just change, man.
For real, though. For real. It's like my car turns on and off at stoplights, but it can't change the clock by itself.
I know.
Which
come on. It's time to update that.
Don't lie. The first time you had a car, and if you experience this, it's so uncomfortable. But if you have junky cars your whole life, the first time a car dies at a stop sign, you panic.
Yeah.
And you panic for a long time. You're like, oh no, it's broken.
Newer cars, you know, they turn off automatically at stoplights to save gas, and then they turn back on automatically. And that tripped me out the first time because I'm used to having a stick shift, my 1988 Honda Civic. And when I felt it stop, I was like, oh, I guess it's time for me to get out and push start it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Things broken.
Pop the clutch, homie. Let's go.
I hate it. I don't
like it. Just...
No, because I just got a new car. But it was probably about 4 months ago now. And it started doing it. And I'm like, and so every single time I get in the car, I push the button where it doesn't do that. It drives me nuts. I don't know why.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's more work to restart the car.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't that waste more gas? It's supposed to not. But like,
I feel like I agree with you, but I'm also so cheap that I trust the car.
Yeah.
So like, part of me, my instincts are like, yo, don't let it do that. But then the other part of me is like, $0.08. You sucker, stuck it to the man.
We can't figure out how to change the clocks on our stereos. So
I don't know.
I think we trust whatever they did with it. In four more minutes, we're going back to music, Lucid Dreams, Juice WRLD. Also, I Like It with Cardi B. Stay tuned. Good morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Home of Commercial Free Mondays. That was Cardi B with I Like It, along with Bad Bunny and J Balvin. I feel like Cardi B feels like everybody's out to get her lately.
Oh, yeah.
You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's aggressive.
What tipped you to that? Her Instagram rant?
Potentially the 30,000 videos of her going off, but I think she believes her baby's even out to get her. She recently posted this, Culture, which is the name of her daughter, and says, according to this Culture talking, right? Oh, mommy, that's a nice shirt you have on. Don't mind me if I throw up on it. I mean, she's like, story of my life. I think that's just what babies do.
Yeah, dude, that's welcome to parenthood. What did you think? But now the stakes are higher because whatever she throws up on is worth $5,000.
Exactly.
Like the rest of us, we wear a shirt, they're like, whatever, man, I'm going to mow the grass in that anyway. I'm not even going to change.
Heck yeah, man.
She's always been a ranter. I think that's the thing. Like, we shouldn't be too surprised. But now it's just directed at, like, people like Nicki Minaj and, like, bigger people that have a bigger presence. So I think that's why we're all kind of, you know, fascinated by her and...
Yeah, but I do believe babies do that stuff on purpose, especially like having a daughter. It was always that moment where you were already running late and you're literally like 1 foot out the door. And then that accident happens, like right at that moment.
Well, it's like they want to put you in your place their whole life. That's the only way they can do it is like to like pee on you. Or like as soon as you take a diaper off and they just fire one at you. Like, come on, man.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Mondays.
Good morning. Happy Friday. 97.1 Amp Radio. Home of Commercial Free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 6:26 in the morning right now. Hopefully you have some awesome plans for this weekend. It's going to be a hot one. Mid-80s, LA in the OC. High 80s for the IE and the Valley. Enjoy it. Plus you get an extra hour of sleep.
Woo-hoo!
Coming Saturday into Sunday morning. So amen to that or whatever you want to do with that extra hour. You know what I'm saying?
Get real weird.
Whatever. Play video games, play Fortnite, you know what I'm saying?
Do something you never do.
Sleep. For me.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. If you could just somehow
all parents like sleep.
If you could just somehow like explain to your 1.5-year-old what daylight savings time fallback means, be like, yo, girl, come on. Like listen. I know you get up at 6:30 every day. Just stay on that clock. You don't need to do anything. Listen, daylight savings time, fall back, you gotta do nothing.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you have some great plans coming your way. We're gonna share ours. And then Monday around this time, we'll check in to see how things really went. Really excited for this weekend. Gonna chill today. My mom's been having some side effects coming up because of the chemotherapy she's been doing. So we're gonna check in on her again today. Yesterday was a rough day for her. But I'm praying and hoping that she'll be good today. And then tomorrow, I'm really excited for this because we're getting a babysitter, aka my niece Yasmin, for a baby Ariela, who's 1.5-year-old. And then I'm taking Janet out to go see the band that created our wedding song.
Oh, whoa. That's awesome.
So we got married 7 years ago, and the name is Camila. They're performing with Sin Bandera, which is an awesome duo as well, at the Honda Center down in Anaheim. And this is actually the song. It's called Solo Para Ti, which is basically saying, my eyes, my heart, everything I have are all for you. Check this out. I just had a moment there, guys.
Wow, so romantic. It's almost a little too much.
Hey. I just had a moment with myself. Flashbacks right now.
You sound like Latino five sauce. Cinco sauce.
There you go.
5 seconds of summer. It sounds like me, too.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. So I'm really excited. It's just going to be her and I. Well, somebody's going to be third wheel, the baby in the belly. We're going to just hang out and we're really going to just enjoy her, man. And that extra hour, you never know, guys.
You never know. They might stay until 10.
Yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to having a date night with her for sure. Brian, what are you getting into this weekend?
I'm excited, man. My girlfriend comes in from Atlanta this weekend, which is a great weekend to come in because it's going to be 80 degrees.
Oh, awesome.
And we can actually stay at my apartment and I don't have to get a hotel room because
AC.
No, it's like an oven in the summertime. It's like 130 degrees in my apartment. So tonight I'm trying to find a restaurant, a nice restaurant out on the west side, either Santa Monica or Venice, because I want to knock date night out right away, like nice dinner. Because usually we end up, I end up like pushing that, like, oh, we'll go do this on Saturday, and that never happens. And this Saturday, I'm at the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood, so I gotta earn like the brownie points tonight.
Yeah,
right. Like looking ahead because I know she's gonna be stuck at the Ha Ha with me for like 3.5 hours, right, during a show. And listen, come to the show. If you want to come, hit me up. I'll put you on the guest list. But problem is that my girlfriend will be stuck with a bunch of comedians while I'm doing the show. So it's like, I'm always like, afterwards, she's like, yeah, that was really fun.
Which is great for the comedians, but not for her.
Right, no. She's like, yeah, I just heard a lot about them the whole time. I'm like, yeah, comics don't ask a lot of questions about you.
Hey, what do you think of this joke? Right. They're like in line trying to tell her jokes.
Well, now she's such a veteran with comedy. She'd be like, that one's garbage. That's hack.
Yeah,
it's
I feel like she would be honest, too.
And then Sunday, this weekend, my brother Patrick, he has chemotherapy. His fifth round starts on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So this is like the weekend where he's finally, like, the drugs have kind of settled in and he's like, they've worked their way through his system. So this is the weekend where he can actually go out and eat. So I think on Sunday, we're going to go hit the San Pedro Fish Market.
Yes. That's a great idea.
To buy 19 pounds of shrimp.
Oh, yes.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. The weather's going to be perfect for that.
So tonight is the big night, date night, and I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to look on Open Table and Yelp. I'm going to find something real nice.
Chelsea, what are you getting into this weekend?
So, look, I went really hard last weekend.
Yeah, you did.
For Halloween weekend.
You were walking it off till Wednesday.
Yeah, till now. Like, I'm still struggling. This whole week has been a little bit of a hot mess for me. So.
Her crimped, frizzy Christina Aguilera hair barely went away yesterday, bro.
No, literally.
It kind of like embodied the week for you. Like, as the crimp extensions were slowly falling out of your head, it's like you had to work that through your system.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah, so this weekend I'm looking forward to just kind of chilling and catching up on sleep and just kind of having like a me weekend.
There you go.
But also, so I this week signed up for the LA Marathon.
What?
So, which immediately kind of regretted. Like now I'm sort of like 3 days later, I'm like, okay, this is a lot.
26.2 miles. This is gonna happen.
And my girlfriend, she's ran 20 marathons. She's like insane. And she's like, I will train you. Like I am dedicated to training you. It'll be me and you going through it. So
are you prepared to end your friendship?
So, well,
because that's gonna be a lot, man.
So, well, and she's awesome. So this weekend we're gonna start we're gonna do like our first long run. So I'm a little bit nervous. Like, here's the thing. I think it'll be really good for me. Like, I can barely run 5 miles, you know.
Yeah.
But I've always
keep
been, like,
it under
pretty
five
active.
This weekend. I've run marathons. Don't make your first long weekend more than 5. You're gonna really hate
so
life.
I'm nervous, and I mean, I also have kind of like a bum knee, so I'm just kind of like feeling it out this weekend.
Yeah.
Gonna see what happens, but you know, it was the first step was registering, and we'll see what happens.
Congrats.
I'm being positive about it.
And you may think, oh my gosh, that's so nice. My friend is like encouraging me, empowering me to run this LA marathon. Honestly, she just wanted a friend. To go through it with her.
Exactly.
The torture
though,
with her.
Yesterday we went to, she had an event, and I went there, and like this one of the girls, she's like, yeah, I had to drop out because I was training for this other marathon and I busted my knee. And
she's
like, okay, let's take you over here. Yeah. We're not going to let you hear these stories. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. Cool.
People recruit you for marathons who've done marathons. Like, people who are married tell you and your significant other to get married. They're like, don't let us go through it all alone. Yeah. You do it too.
So we'll see. I'll keep you updated on that.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free money.
So Post Malone has created his own shoe line, and it's already sold out.
Wow. Now they always say congratulations.
No, it's not Nike he partnered with. It's not Vans or Jordans. The shoe brand he's collaborating with is Crocs.
You gotta be kidding me.
Keeping it real.
Crocs back to life?
Yes, and it's not a total surprise because Posty's known for rocking Crocs with pretty much any outfit. You know, the hideous shoe. And he also recently tweeted, and I saw this tweet and I cracked up. He said, you can tell a lot about a man by the gibbets in his Crocs.
Those are the little like button things,
yeah,
like sweat, like what it flare at one of those crappy restaurants.
They're kind of like patches you'd put on like a jean jacket or something. You can like collect them and buy them separately.
It's like a Letterman's jacket for your shoe.
Exactly. Posty's Croc design, it's very interesting. They're all white. It has like a baby devil face on it with a Posty and Co. label on the heel, and then six custom gibbets charms, including Malone's stay away tattoo, a piece of barbed wire, and an eyeball.
There you go. I bet all kinds of nurses are stoked for that.
True.
I mean, I'm stoked for it. I just found out that they're sold out. That's a bummer, man. I'm going to get those in a second. I love that he just kept it so real to his brand. Like, if he came out with a running shoe, you'd be like, come on, bro.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you run, you spend 40 grand on Postmates. You're not a runner.
I think it's likely for the best, Brian, that they sold out. Because if you rocked in here with Posty Crocs, I don't know if I could hold it back from
Brian
saying some
I'm
mean
in
things.
The middle of having a Google alert for when they come back, so.
popping, man, I feel just like a rock star.
Majestic's a huge sneakerhead, and you're all about the resale and all that stuff. Do you know if they're already reselling by any chance? Have you seen them?
Oh, I haven't checked yet, but I do check my app pretty frequently. I haven't seen them for resale yet, so Crocs maybe aren't in that resale market as
I
much.
I don't know, though, since they sold out so quickly. They were retailing for $59.99.
That's
so
a deal.
I'm going to check after this and see, because I guarantee there some people bought a bunch of them and are reselling.
Guys, good news. On the Crocs website, you can sign up to get an alert when they're back.
Oh, my gosh,
I am doing as we speak. gmail.com.
Brian,
boom.
Please get them. Please get them. Please get them.
I'm going to get them and wear them with shorts.
Oh, my gosh.
And tall socks. Please do.
All right, I'm moving on.
No, let's keep talking about Crocs.
They're amazing. These are amazing Crocs.
Really?
I mean, they're so cool.
Okay. Anyways, Jimmy Kimmel has done it again. He does it every year. He asks parents across America to prank their kids and tell them that they ate all of their Halloween candy.
Mommy and Daddy got really hungry last night and we ate all your candy.
No!
Jeez.
So sad.
You're not mad I ate all your candy?
Okay. I will never be mad at you because you're my mom.
You're too sweet. It's gross.
I'm very disappointed in you, Mom.
I'm sorry. I love you.
I love you too, but I'm very disappointed.
Jimmy Kimmel told me to eat all your candy.
He's an idiot. He's a freaking idiot.
I would definitely be the kid that was like screaming and having a tantrum for sure if my parents told me that.
The best one was the kid who's like, I'm just very disappointed. That kid has been in so much trouble because that was my parents. Because at a certain point in time, you've been in so much trouble, your parents just have to like try to shame you into feeling bad. So like, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed. That kid has been in trouble so many times that he literally is throwing the playbook back at him.
That kid's going to get far in life with those tactics.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get you back, Mom. Don't worry.
There was another one where a kid was like, oh, this is fake. I know it's fake. This isn't real. And the mom's like, what do you mean? He's like, you've showed me this video. I'm like, oh, this kid. He's going to get far in life. He knows what's up.
Mom, you asked me to post it on your social media.
Yeah, exactly.
I know this is fake.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio. Home of commercial free Mondays. If you want somebody to pay off your student loans, sound off your air horn right now. By the way, I think everybody's car horn should sound like that.
Yeah, right? It'd make your day a little better. And your exhaust pipes should be a fog machine.
Yes.
Disco ball from the rearview mirror.
And your lights should just be strobe lights. That way, when you're stuck in traffic on the 10, you hear this right here.
It's a full-on party.
Oh, yeah. All right, man. I got some good news. And besides the student loans things, you get an extra hour of sleep this weekend, guys.
Fantastic.
Can't wait. An hour Saturday night going into Sunday morning. Obviously, your phones will do it automatically, but basically the way it works at when it hits 1:59 a.m. on Sunday, instead of going to 2 a.m., it goes back to 1 a.m.
Oh, so good.
You get reset, an extra hour of life.
I remember being upset at being at the bar and thinking that the bar would stay open an extra hour, but it doesn't usually.
Oh, they close.
Maybe there's certain ones
right
that do, but I remember that. Isn't that like a law that they can't or something?
I don't know if it's a law, but if I'm a bartender, I want that extra hour for me to go home. Like, I'm not trying to, like, listen, everyone's like, come on, bro, it's an extra hour. I'm like, I don't want to be here with you at all, ever. Not now, not an extra hour, not nothing. Go
and
home.
You don't need any more to drink.
Yeah, you're done.
So if you're at the bar because, you know, you're drinking away your sorrows because of your student loans. Listen to this right here. Somebody wants to pay him off for you. And it's the state of Maine.
There we go, Maine.
So we got to move to Maine. Oh, that's a big downer. Don't put that air horn on.
So check this out. The state of Maine is offering to pay off your student loans and hook you up with a professional job as part of this scheme that they've launched because they don't have enough employees, guys. Professional employees. Check out this stat. Even if 100% of their current college grads in the entire state of Maine, even if they all stayed and applied for jobs there, there's still not enough workers to fulfill all the jobs in Maine going down right now.
Does Maine suck that much? I've never been,
yes.
But like, it does.
It's summertime.
Brian.
Well, I lived in Massachusetts for 4 years, and so like I did some stand-up comedy shows in Maine, and it's beautiful. The summer, like the 3 months that it's beautiful in Maine, man, there's lakes it's so great.
Yeah.
But the winter is no joke. It is like snow drifts, I once stayed the night up there at a friend's house after a show, and my car got snowed in so bad that I literally could not. I had to stay another day because it took us 7 hours to shovel the thing out. That's not something that happens everywhere else.
7 hours, mm. Yo. So, yeah, I think it's right along those lines. You know, basically, I just checked the weather right now. Maine, 38 degrees and raining for the weekend.
I can't.
It's going to be raining for like, I mean, they're 1 week away from snow.
Miserable.
Yes. Early November.
SoCal, this weekend, 82 degrees and sunny.
I'll stay in debt, and I'll stay in Cali.
I'll be broke and in flip-flops.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Living your best life. All right, coming up next, we got the Ant Mini Mix coming your way in 4 more minutes. And within the Ant Mini Mix, your chance to win 4 tickets to go to WWE.
SmackDown.
Wrestling! November 20th! Staples Center!
It's happening. Sorry, Brian. I interrupted you.
Whoa, what is that?
I don't know. It's like it comes out a gremlin for me.
SmackDown!
Is that
that's
better?
Way
that's better.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. I just gotta come. It's gotta come from the gut.
You gotta find your balls.
Yeah. Trying.
Put your ovaries into
it. Come on, Chelsea!
4 more minutes at Mini Mix and 4 tickets coming your way. WWE SmackDown.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
4 tickets to go to WWE SmackDown by playing your favorite game. Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? The kids trivia game that Brian has yet to be able to beat any kid in SoCal.
I think we found some weak spots of mine, and that's anything that's not Harry Potter. And even Harry Potter's not strong.
Earlier this week, though, you were close to winning, bro.
Well, that's because the kids just ate it. They talked all this trash, told me I was trash at the game, and they came in and passed on a question. What are you doing? Hilarious.
There's nothing worse than talking smack and then just not being able to like live up to it and actually like
Chelsea talking smack to little kids.
I mean, I felt bad for them, you know?
Listen, be confident, but don't be overconfident. Yeah. You learned that lesson.
All right, we got Ashley on the line from LA. Good morning.
Good morning!
Oh, we got a chorus up in here. Ashley, please introduce us. Who's all in your car and what are their ages?
Marissa's 8, Emily's 12, and Paola is 12 too.
Awesome. All right, so who wants to talk some smack to Brian? Let him know why you believe you're going to win today.
Because he never wins a round. I always hear he never wins.
Yeah, right?
That's statistically accurate, what you're saying.
I like how she said it. He never wins.
Listen. Like, it's hard to be like, you're talking trash when you're just basically stating facts.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So Brian's going to step out of the studio right now. We have 3 kids trivia questions that you have to answer in 30 seconds. Brian's out. I was waiting for him to be out. All right, he's out. All right. Maritza, Emily, and Paola, are you ready?
Yes!
30 seconds on the clock. Here we go. What holiday is being celebrated in the movie Coco?
Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
Number 2. She said, yeah. Number 2. Complete the lyric to this kid's super hit song called Daddy Finger.
Daddy Finger, Daddy Finger.
I don't know that one. Daddy Finger. Here I am. Here I am. How do you do?
Next question. What candy did your mom or dad steal from you this Halloween?
Reese's Pieces.
All right, there it is. Time's up. I don't know, Brian. These girls are super smart, man. They're super good and quick with it, too.
I'm feeling slow today, man. Slower than normal.
Oh, you're going to love today's Finish the Lyric, bro. I have a feeling it's going to creep you out so bad.
More so than Baby Shark?
Or what he's going to say is going to creep us up really bad.
Okay,
something's going to go wrong for sure. All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Same 3 questions for Brian. Here we go. What holiday is being celebrated in the movie Coco?
Man, I was supposed to watch this on a plane last week.
I tried to get you to do it.
Christmas?
All right. Number 2, complete the lyric to this kid's super hit song called Daddy Finger.
Wait, what?
Daddy Finger, where are you? Here I am, here I am.
Whoa, Daddy Finger, that's for real? Where are you? Depends on how much mom and dad have had to drink. That's not a real song, right? You guys are messing.
That is so real. It's a huge hit. Finish the
lyric. Here I am. Lock the bedroom door. I don't know.
All right. Fantastic. Number 3, what candy
did I'm so mortified right now.
Maritza, Emily, and Paola's mom steal from them?
Ooh. Snickers.
All right, fantastic. Here we go. We're about to find out how Brian did versus the kids.
I'm not feeling strong about that. No. I'm still feeling like a little creeped out by that song. to be 100% honest.
He's sitting like, Brian's sitting like curled up in a ball right now. Like, he's so uncomfortable. Yeah.
You're so traumatized by it.
Sweating.
Right, three questions. Here it is. First one was, what holiday is being celebrated in the movie Coco? Brian, you said?
Oh, man. Come on. I should have got this one. I said Christmas, but that's not right.
The kid said Day of the Dead, a.k.a. Día de los Muertos. They are correct. You are wrong, Brian.
Oh, who'd have thought?
Good job, guys. And it's actually being celebrated right now. It's about remembering family members and honoring them, celebrating the family members that have passed away. Big tradition in Mexico and Latin America. All right, cool. Here we go. Number two. Complete the lyric to this kid's super hit song called Daddy Finger. Brian, you said?
Let's just not recreate what I said in retrospect.
You said lock the door or something like that?
Lock the door.
I think it said about drinking and parents.
Kid said, how do you do? So let's find out.
Daddy Finger, Daddy Finger, where are you?
Did they really need to put that cheesy spring noise? Boing! Where are you, Daddy Finger? Boing!
Brian, you are wrong. The kids are correct.
Thank God.
We asked the kids what candy did their mom or dad already steal, and you said, Brian?
Snickers.
They said Reese's.
Oh, all for cups. Three!
All for three! The kids, Maritza, Emily, and Paola, are the winners!
Yeah. Good job! You guys slayed.
I feel defeated, man. And creeped out.
Traumatized by that Daddy Finger song.
Take a walk outside for me.
Congratulations, Maritza, Emily, and Paola. Thank you so much for listening to us. Have a great weekend. You won the WWE SmackDown tickets, all right?
Thank you.
Love you guys. You put the SmackDown on Brian for sure. I love it.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
By the way, this is the best weekend out of the entire year for you to meet somebody new. Potentially get to know someone because you get an extra hour to get to know them or to ditch them and go to the next date. You know what I'm saying? Stack them up, right, Chelsea?
Yeah, I thought you were going to go something more like inappropriate when you were saying that.
That was your mind,
I'm
Chelsea.
Still, listen,
maybe.
I'm still rattled right now from the song Daddy Finger. I'm like, I might be done for the day. I can't wrap my head around the rest of the show.
What's wrong with this song, bro?
Daddy Finger.
Oh,
Daddy,
my God.
Finger, where are you?
I gotta say, as someone who doesn't have kids, I gotta back up Ryan on this one. That's just weird, man. I don't know. I'm feeling uncomfortable for sure, Brian.
Even if you have kids, it's weird. But once again, when you're a parent, man, you find something that can hypnotize your child for about an hour, you go with it.
Even if it's Daddy Finger?
Yeah, absolutely. Because kids aren't thinking like you are, Chels.
And please include Brian in that too. Listen, we're on a team right now.
I'm thinking two things. One, it's mad inappropriate and like just gross. And the other one, if my daughter was singing that, I'm assuming I'm going to be murdered by her that night. Daddy Finger Daddy. It's like, oh my God, what is this?
It's
a Shining?
Like yeah, exactly. Red rum, red rum.
All right, coming up next. Anyways, if you want to meet somebody and one day have kids and play all kinds of cool songs for them.
Daddy Finger.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Thank you for hanging out with us. And like every Friday at this time, you know what it is. It's the hookup hotline. It's basically like speed dating, but live on the radio.
We take two people calling in random Friday looking for some plans on the weekend. Maybe to hook up, you know, maybe just a new friend. And we have 97.1 seconds to get to know each other.
And at the end, then you have the opportunity to either hook up or hang up.
So we got Leanne, age 28, from K-Town. Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
And I want to introduce you to Evan, age 30, from West LA. What up, Evan?
Hey, guys.
All right,
hey,
fantastic.
Oh, hi.
Saying hi, I like that. Trying to sneak in a couple extra
seconds.
97.1 seconds on the clock. Ask each other whatever you want. Let the hookup begin. Go.
So, what is your favorite cartoon character?
I have to go with Wile E. Coyote, just because he's such an idiot, and it's fun watching him get into trouble.
So, are you kind of wild like that, too? Sorry.
Yeah, sure, maybe. I'm not an idiot, though. But I am. Okay. I'm dedicated. I chase things down.
Good save.
What about you? What's your favorite cartoon character?
I'm going to have to go with Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Like the Pokemon?
Yeah, like the Pokemon. I love Pokemon.
Do you do the thing where you, there's the game, the app, where you go around looking for things
Pokemon
in the
Go?
Neighborhood?
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally do it.
I'm judging you don't based on your lack of knowing what it's called.
Yeah, no, I don't. I never have.
Oh, you don't like Pokemon then?
It's not that I don't like it. I just don't really know it that well. I don't participate in it or anything like that.
Time's up!
You gotta play the game.
All right. This is the way it's gonna work. Evan, we're gonna put you on hold, and you won't be able to hear Leanne's answer if she wants to hook up or hang up. That way you're not swayed by it, all right? Hold on. Leanne.
Yeah.
Miss Pikachu. She's like, I love Pikachu.
Yeah, that's right. That's better.
All right, I'm glad we figured that out.
Maybe the nerdiest hookup hotline we've ever had in history.
Leanne, I love your vibe. What are your thoughts on Evan, though?
He's pretty chill, but, you know, he doesn't know anything about Pokemon, so, like, maybe I could teach him a thing or two.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
So, hookup or hang up? What are your thoughts?
I think hookup.
Fantastic. All right, hang tight, okay? You won't be able to hear his answer right now. I'll bring you back in a sec, though. Evan.
Yeah.
Mr. Coyote, what are your thoughts on Pikachu, bro? Hook up or hang up and why?
I got to hang up on this one.
Oh, I mean, he doesn't really know anything about her.
Wait, Chelsea, you saw it coming?
Yeah. I think he sounds a little bit more mature and like... But I can tell, like, her question's cartoon character, Pokemon versus his. I felt like he just wasn't really, I don't know. I think he wanted to ask deeper questions.
Just maybe. Different channel.
Yeah.
A minute and a half, all we found out was he was Wile E. Coyote and she loves Pokemon Go. Like, that's it.
Evan, is that kind of the idea, man, behind you hanging up? Was she a little too immature for you? Or what would you say?
I wouldn't say that she's immature or that I'm more mature or anything like that. It's just, I'm not into that scene at all. Kind of prefer to live in the real world.
That's a good point, man. It is a scene too if you're into it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna bring her back on now. Evan and Leanne, you guys are both on right now.
Hi.
Evan.
Hi.
Pikachu, Miss Leanne wants to continue the hookup.
That's okay. Right.
Leanne, unfortunately, Evan says he would like to hang up after this.
Sorry, Leanne. Oh.
That's okay. You're missing out. So
I know. I'm sure I am. But there's a Mr. Pikachu out there for you, I'm sure.
Is Pikachu a male or female?
I think it's actually male.
I thought they're genderless. Oh, I mean, he doesn't wear any pants. I think we should all know by looking at it.
Leanne, thank you for giving it a shot. You sound super, super awesome. Evan, thank you for giving it a shot as well. You sound amazing as well, man. Sorry it didn't work out today. Evan, do you want to let Leanne know why it didn't work out?
Yeah, I just don't think that I could fulfill your needs. You know, I'm not into the whole Pokemon Go scene at all. And it sounds like it's something you're really passionate about. So I wouldn't want to deprive you of...
A Pokemon Go date. He's a good guy.
I like him.
Not feeling
like
it.
It's not you. It's not me. It's just Pokemon.
Pikachu.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Home of Commercial Free Mondays. Good morning to you. 8:02 right now. Great news for you. You get an extra hour in your life this weekend. We fall back an hour. And we want to do a poll on you real quick. What are you going to do with the extra hour that you're going to get this weekend, Saturday night going into Sunday morning, all right? We got four options. If you have another option, bring them in.
We're only giving you four options.
Only four options, all right? What are you going to do with the extra hour? Are you going to sleep? Are you going to party, binge watch, or smash? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS. Sleep, party, binge watch, or smash. Brian, what are you getting into, bro?
More about that action, boss.
Action!
Well, my girlfriend's in town from Atlanta. She flies in tonight. But here's the thing. I am planning on smash, right? That's my goal. Well, that sounds creepy. But listen, yeah. If everything works out correctly, here's the problem, is that I know myself, and when she's in town, you know, we like to go out, we like to have fun, we're going to meet up with some friends. So if there's too much party,
that's true.
It eliminates the smash.
If you get too trashed,
too smashed.
Then the, no, I'm just saying if you get too trashed, then the smashing may not happen.
It just sounds like this.
Yeah.
Chelsea, what about you? What are you getting into?
I want to say that I'm going to party it up and, you know, use that extra hour to get jiggy with it. Do kids say that these days? I don't know, but I just did. But I am so tired. Like, I partied last weekend.
Yeah.
Both nights, was out till 4 a.m. And literally this whole week, I've been Recover City. And so I think I'm going to use that hour to sleep.
Yeah.
For sure. I have to.
She will there until, like, Shawn Mendes hits her up for, like, I am having a party, girl.
Yeah, girl.
If that happens, then hopefully I'll have some good stories on Monday.
She's helping smash that.
Wow. Well, I mean,
what are you going to do with your extra hour? 877.
Ryan, your giggle.
Sorry, mm-hmm. Made me laugh.
877-971-HITS. For me, you guys know, I'm a parent.
So smashing?
Absolutely, Chels. And then the other 59 minutes, I'm going to sleep. It's going to be amazing.
59? What are you doing it twice?
Yeah, going for two rounds, bro. All right, can't wait to hear what you got to say on that. Speaking about kids and whatnot, because when you got kids, you're just trying to sleep, man. And we have another one on the way.
Yeah, you got to like store that up.
It's like storage, bro. You start putting away those hours, man. By the way, this week we went into Janet, my wife, is 5 months pregnant with our second baby. Mm-hmm. And I can't get enough. If you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. I can't get enough of our baby's heartbeat. We just heard it again. Here it is. This is your niece or nephew. I don't know. I can just hear that forever. I know maybe it sounds weird to you guys. It's just like nothing. But it's like, it's to me, it's like life. It's yeah, so it's like crazy. Magical, yeah, man.
Totally. Do you know what? So how many weeks long is she? What's the size of it, do they say?
Size of it.
The size of the
the baby?
The size of whatever the creature you're growing.
I'm holding my hands out right now. I'm cupping my hands.
I know you are. You're cupping it. You know what? There's this app that Janet has, and it tells us like every week, oh, your baby's the size of a pea or whatnot.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a second child. We don't keep up with it anymore.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's so sad.
Already middle child syndrome.
Yeah.
But we're giving it love, man. We're giving it love. All right, coming up next, we're catch up with you. What are you going to do with your extra hour this week in 877-971-HITS? Right now on the gram, 88% of people are saying straight up just sleeping.
Sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Elisa from the IE, good morning.
Good morning.
Elisa, what are you going to do with your extra hour?
Hopefully I'll be partying it up this weekend in Gaslamp, San Diego.
The Gaslamp District, that place is great, man.
Oh, nice. Elisa, a little extra hour partying.
You know when that hour is going to come in handy is not the night out partying. It's the next morning when you get another hour to get your life together and piece it back together and drag your ass into a car and come home.
There you go. Elisa, thank you so much for calling in. Get your party on this weekend.
You have a blessed weekend.
You too. Have fun.
Should she bless us and talk about trying to get her party on in the same sentence?
Hey, man, getting your party on is a blessing sometimes. You feel me?
That's fantastic.
Nicole from Agora Hills, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Feeling good, yes. Nicole. Thank you for hanging out with us. Hopefully you're doing well as well. So what are you getting into this weekend with that extra hour?
I'm sleeping.
Yep, me too.
Boring.
Why do you need so much sleep in your life? Why do you need that sleep in your life?
I'm going to school, a lot of studying. I need to relax.
Amen to that, girl.
That's fair.
She's like, I don't even have kids. Yeah. I just need to sleep. Going to school is like having kids. Up.
Where are you going to school at?
Agora High.
Oh, you're in high school still. Yeah, and you can tell your parents to shut it so you can get some sleep.
Awesome, Nicole. Thank you for listening to us. Shout out to Agora High listening to us right now. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye. What are our texts saying, Brian?
From the 213, we got party more with my Hinge meetups.
Yes.
I get it.
Raymond from Whittier says, I'm going to be like J. Cole singing Sunrising While You Moaning.
Wow.
Wow. Oh. Wow.
Appreciate that lyric.
I mean, that's a pretty lofty goal right there, Raymond, but good for you if you believe in your skills like that. From the 949, we got smash, smash, smash.
Oh, my gosh.
From the 213, we got enjoy one more hour of sleep. Amen. And from the 714, work, one word. Wow. Couldn't even muster the energy for a second word.
Making that money, though. Monica from the 925 kind of scared me because hers started off by saying, with my extra hour of sleep, well, my man is out of town, so... She's like, I'm me sleeping.
Yeah, that's a hell of an alibi there. Oh, I'm totally me sleeping.
Clear it up, Monica, with who? No, just playing.
Yo, I totally didn't do anything this weekend. I texted the Amp Morning Show on Friday. I said I was just going to sleep, babe.
Look here.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Ready to play one of your favorite games, Is He the Father or Not? For your chance to win. 4 tickets to the WWE's SmackDown. All right?
SmackDown!
Just like that. Tell them, Chelsea. We presented this awesome comedian rapper, Lil Duval, who you know from his Best Life record.
I'm living my best life.
Hey.
Ain't going back to fuck with you. I'm living my best life.
Hey.
Ain't going back to fuck with you.
All right, Lil Duval came through. He was hanging out with us. We presented him with 3 different baby daddy scenarios. From the Maury Povich Show. He had a guess if they were the father or not. All right? Let's introduce our contestant. We got Christy from La Puente. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, good morning, guys.
What's up, Christy?
Hello.
Are you living your best life, Christy?
I am living my best life. Yes, definitely. Thank you.
All right. We're trying to make it better by you winning these tickets. All you have to do, Christy, is Guess if Lil Duval got it right or wrong, okay? If you do that successfully one out of three times, you win the tickets. If not, we go on to the next caller. All right?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Here it is. Here's the first one, Lil Duval's baby daddy scenario. Basically, we're going to hook you up with three different scenarios, right? Okay. Baby daddy scenarios from the Mari Povich show.
Okay.
And you got to try to guess, based on these people's defense, if they are the father or not.
I got to see him. Can I see him?
Yeah, no, man. We only got audio, bro. Only got audio.
I'm good at reading vibes.
Like, if you see the dude, you're like, hell
guilty.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Yeah. I got to see the baby, too. I got to look at the baby and see.
All right. So here's the first one, all right? His name is Tremaine. Do you think he is the father or not? Lil Duval, here's his defense.
I don't know what I was thinking when I slept with Natasha. I clearly wasn't in my right mind. Every woman I know wants me to be their baby's father. I got all my original teeth. I'm tall. I'm funny. But I'm not going to let Natasha exploit me.
He definitely did it. He said, I wasn't in my right mind. Like, you don't know what you did.
And he's got all of his original teeth.
He got all his teeth. That's why. Yeah, that's definitely.
He is the father.
He is the father.
All right, Lil Duval, here it is. All right. Christy, Lil Duval saying he is the father. Do you think he's right or wrong?
I think he's right. Yes, he is the father.
You think he's right? Okay, let's find out.
When it comes to six-week-old Lyric, Tremaine, you are not.
Oh, I was wrong. I'm pretty happy I was wrong.
Number two, man. This is all right. So, Christy, you got that one wrong, all right?
Okay. Right,
here's a second chance, okay? This guy's name is Mike. Is he the father or not? Here's his defense.
I'm dark, and this baby is light as day. She's so bright, I need sunglasses just to look at her. My Tika, read my lips. I'm going to do nothing, zero, zilch for that child. And I'm tired of you and your crazy-ass sister ruining my life.
So the child is real bright.
Is he bright? Well, what, is he?
He
is
doesn't
he,
sound bright.
I'm gonna say he is the father.
He is the father.
He is the father.
All right, Christy. Lil Duval saying he is the father. Do you think Lil Duval is correct or wrong?
I think he's right. Usually, when they say they're not, they usually are.
All right, so you're saying Lil Duval is right.
You're figuring this game out.
All right, here we go.
When it comes to 2-month-old Michaela, Mike. You are the father.
Yeah, one on one.
The third and last one.
There it is. That's all you need.
You nailed it.
You got the winner, Christy.
Come on now. I'm going back and forth with you. I'm living my best life. Christy, you're living your best life. You just won four tickets. Go to WWE SmackDown.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. You got experience with baby daddies, Christy?
No, all mine, same baby daddy.
Good stuff, Kristen. Good answer. All right. Hey, Tyra, get you all the details off the air. Love you and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Love you guys.
All right. Awesome. 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
So if you had any inkling of hope that Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson had an amicable breakup, then I'm sorry. I'm here to confirm that they definitely didn't.
Damn,
and I know this because yesterday Ariana tweeted out an angry tweet that was definitely directed at Pete. So it kind of started because in a recent promo video for this weekend's SNL, Pete joked about their breakup. Here it is.
Hey, Maggie. I'm Pete.
Hey, Pete.
You want to get married?
No.
0-3.
Come on. That's funny.
You know, but it seems pretty harmless.
Well, technically, Ariana said yes.
Yeah, well, exactly. And she knew when she dated him, he's kind of like this. He always was doing this, joking about their relationship.
She said way worse stuff on Howard Stern.
So Ariana, though, not amused. She tweeted, "For somebody who claims to hate relevancy, you sure love clinging to it, huh?
Ooh, wow.
Thank you. Next. And
ouch.
Hell nah, though." So she's not happy at all.
I mean, just relax. Like, he's got... I think what she's not understanding is that he has to joke around about it. Like, she is a monster. Her fame is monstrous. Mm-hmm. What's he going to... He's going to move on with his SNL career, and they're going to be like, hey, you want to talk about Ariana? He's like, nope, next chapter. It'd be like if one of us, like, you broke up with some monster star, and we're like, so, Chelsea, what's up with that? You'd be like, I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the whole situation is comical. They got engaged after, what, like, 3 days, and then they were together for, what, 3 months, and then they broke up again. So it's like, the whole situation in itself, it's comical.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess on the outside, yeah.
I mean, also.
Edgar's feeling for him then.
I just feel for him, man. You know?
I feel for Pete. Ariana, stop bullying him, man. She's got like over 100 million followers on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop being a cyber bully. Move on with your life. Yeah exactly. But don't take shots at him.
Here's the thing, and she's also going to understand. Like, his job is to be a comedian. Right. Brian, you're a comedian. What do comedians do?
We joke about our lives. Yeah. Exactly. Self-deprecating.
That's content.
You want to change that joke, Ariana? Get back together with him.
Yeah. True story. All right. Instead of Kanye West facing backlash for something he said on social media, this week, it's actually his wife, Kim Kardashian, who said something offensive.
Man, what did she say?
So, I'm not going to play the audio because
Please don't.
It's offensive, but basically she used the R word to insult Halloween party guests who couldn't guess her costume. She was dressed as Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about this whole thing is Dictionary.com called out Kim for her offensive comment, as they do. I love when they do this. They said, when used as a noun, the R word is defined as contemptuous term. As a contemptuous term used to refer to a person who is cognitively impaired.
Mm.
Since Kim posted the video where she says the R word, she's since deleted it and issued an apology saying, I try to learn from my mistakes, and this is one of those times. Please know that my intention is always pure, and in this case, it was a mistake. I'm sorry.
I mean, she's just annoying. That's just an annoying thing to do, to post to. Like, So she said it, and there's a video of it, but for her to post it,
it's
like, come on, you got to be smarter than that. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So hopefully she does learn from it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And at least this could be used for good and other people stop using it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We're in society in general. So hopefully at least there's some good that comes out of this.
True story. All right. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend in the 80s here in SoCal and sunny. Enjoy it to the max. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Big shout out to Chris from North Hollywood. He kicked off his weekend real good. Just won a pair of sold out tickets to Camp Flogna. More tickets coming your way all day today. Stay tuned for your chance to win, all right? But coming up next, we want to hear from you in our new segment called What I Should Have Did. Tell us about that time where you maybe took the high road in a certain situation, but now thinking back at it, you're like, you know what? What I should have did. There's been way more gangster about the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Rewrite history. You don't have to carry that around and, you know, act like a little, you know, wuss. You can, like, get tough.
What were you gonna say, Brian?
Well, I was going to say something worse. It's Friday. I'm running out of words.
Confess it. Get it off your chest and have a great weekend. Tell us what you should have did. All right. 877-971-HITS.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, giving you a chance to tell us what you should have did. It's about that time, maybe you took the high road, which is great. But now thinking back at it, you're like, you know what, though? I should have handled it differently. What I should have did. It's been more gangster about it.
It's like you can take the high road in life, but then this place, you can take the low road and we'll support it.
Mm-hmm. There's no consequences. You're just calling us. That's all.
Do what you want.
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Cynthia from Diamond Bar, good morning.
Good morning.
Cynthia, thank you for listening to us and calling in. So tell us about a time that maybe you took the high road, which is probably the right thing to do. But now looking back, you're like, I wish I would have been a little more gangsta. What I should have did.
So my husband was my first. And what I should have did was I should have test drove a few more.
Mm, I see where you're going with this one.
Wait, so what, do you feel like you don't have the skills? Are you still with your husband?
Absolutely. We've been married for 10 years.
I think she's saying that she didn't get to try anyone else.
No, that's what I'm saying. She wants to get out there and see what else is out there. Like, she's just been eating, you know, from one restaurant her whole life, and now she wants to know what the one across the street is all about.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what I'm missing.
Have you ever checked the internet? They'll give you a pretty good idea of what you're missing.
Initially, you said, my husband is my first, and then you said, was my first. Has there been more?
No, there has not been more. I should have just left it at, he's my first and only.
There you go.
Okay.
But in your mind, how many extras you had in your mind?
Yeah, are you manifesting something right now?
Slightly, yes.
No.
Oh my gosh.
We can't encourage that.
I just feel like, you know, he's had other women, so he knows whatever, but I haven't. So I don't know, you know, if he's doing everything that he's supposed to be doing, and
you know, I hear some stories and I don't get it like that. So,
Cynthia, I hear the frustration because you probably have girlfriends of yours that are telling you how they're getting it. And you're like, damn, nothing like that's happening over here. But just know 80% of that are all lies that your girlfriends are telling you.
Huh, okay.
You ever had friends that hype up their dudes way too much?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, also, let's just, you're the woman. Just do something different. He's going to be like, hell yeah, let's go. What are we doing? You are in the driver's seat in sex.
I mean, I guess I could do that. That may work.
But just let him know, like, in footnotes, like, where you got the idea from. Right, right. Because or else he's going to think you already went with somebody else and they taught you this stuff. Because he's like, I never done that. I was just keeping missionary, you know?
Yeah, he does, so.
Turn it around.
Oh, man. Well, Cynthia, we wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Honestly, this was a really awkward call, and what I should have did is not answered it. But you know what? We wish you all the best, and as long as you're faithful and communicate with your husband, I'm sure you guys will work something out to spice things up a little, you know?
Well, thank you, guys. We will try.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us. Happy Friday. There's only one person on earth that could get Calvin Harris to sing on a song ever again. That's our buddy, producer, Benny Blanco.
Mm-hmm.
Came through, begged him over and over again, relentlessly. I mean, Benny Blanco, if you don't know who he is an amazing producer, has worked with Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran, The Weeknd, Wiz Khalifa, one of my favorite people on planet Earth after he came through.
Oh, yeah.
He's so funny and down to earth.
And obviously, East Side is his song with Khalid and Halsey, and that's been like one of the biggest songs so far. At the end of this year.
And he
said,
I mean, he's putting out his own album, which he'd never done. And he said that the difference now is like people talk to him as the talent. And he's toured with Ed and all these people. Yeah. And he tried to get Sheeran to talk him out of doing an album.
Yeah.
And Ed was like, no, it's a great idea.
Fantastic. You should definitely do it. Anyways, this is the moment when Benny was hanging out with us when he confessed to us that, you know, he was getting Calvin Harris on a record. Check this out.
I'm putting out a new song with Calvin Harris, really soon.
Oh, cool. Man.
Where he's singing again. I got him to sing.
Because he hasn't sang in a while.
I know. He's so good,
he
too.
He is really good.
It's so sick.
And I met you in the summer.
Yeah, he's like, you. Like, he's just like, it's just like, he's really good.
This is Calvin Harris, believe it or not.
When I met you in the summer.
Like those Ariana Grande vocals, but in male version.
Yeah, well, his signature vocals, I feel like he's one of those voices that you can always recognize. But the thing I heard is that he hates his vocals. He actually thinks he sounds like absolute crap. And Benny says, he's like, no, he's literally my favorite recording artist, but he doesn't see it.
It's just so different. You know what I mean? Like everybody, you know, we have a tendency to go with the same sounds all the time. And I think that Calvin Harris's vocals are kind of a throwback to like a different period of time in music. And it's not
medieval times.
Yeah, right. He's like, when I imagine, he's just so deep and like, yeah, like you hit those trumpets.
So here it is, guys. It's called I Found You. Benny Blanco found Calvin Harris and put him on the record singing. Check it out.
I found you. I found you.
Get it, Calvin?
So good.
For somebody that didn't want to put his vocals
on
a song, he kind of put it in there.
He's one of those people that is like a slow player on you at karaoke. He's like, oh, I don't really, I'm not. And then they have 9 songs. They don't even need the words. And they're like, I just need a little bit of a nudge.
He's also Scottish, so you could even do what you just did, but in a Scottish accent.
I'll be Benny Blanco. Like, yo, Calvin, man, like for real, man, please sing on my record, bro.
Sorry, Edgar. Edgar, I don't sing, Edgar.
Come on, man. It's going to be called I Found You. It's going to be epic.
I'm in, Edgar. Let's sing it. Drop the beat, Edgar. I found you.
Toby, you sound great.
Thanks, Edgar. And chill set. I cannot say what I'm feeling if I don't know how to move.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
We got a dopest moment award going down right now. Hands down goes to my bro right here, Brian, for his raw and such a real reaction when he heard that there was a kid's song called Daddy Finger.
I mean, the name alone is shocking. The song is worse.
So obviously, because he has no kids, so he's never heard this song before. But those of you that are parents, know that this song helps you hypnotize your child when they're out of control.
Daddy Finger, where are you? Here I am, how do you do?
So in our game,
it's so creepy.
Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? We asked him to finish that lyric. He had never heard it before, and this is what happened. Oh, you're gonna love today's finish the lyric, bro. I have a feeling it's gonna creep you out so bad,
more so than Baby Shark.
Or what he's gonna say is gonna creep us out really bad.
Okay, that's... well,
30 seconds on the clock. Complete the lyric to this kid's super hit song called "Daddy Finger."
Wait, what?
Daddy Finger, Daddy Finger, where are you? Here I am, here I am.
Whoa, Daddy Finger, that's for real? Where are you? Depends on how much mom and dad have had to drink. That's not that's not a real song, right?
You guys are messing. That is so real. It's a huge hit. Finish the
here I am. Here I am. Lock the bedroom door. I don't know.
All right. Fantastic.
I'm still mortified right now. I'm still feeling like a little creeped out by that song. To be 100% honest.
He's sitting the hell like, is going Brian's on? Brian's sitting like curled up in a ball right now. Like, he's so uncomfortable. Yeah.
You're so traumatized by it.
Sweating.
Right. There it is.
So bad.
So good at the same time.
I mean, if your kid comes at you like, Daddy Finger, Daddy Finger, like you literally, that is a scene from a horror movie and you're about to get stabbed.
Red rum, red rum. That's what I picture in my head.
That's
and it 100% freaks me out. And I'm on Brian's side 100% because that is so weird.
And that's exactly what happened. Brad has a 4-year-old daughter. I have a daughter that's going to be about 2 years old. They just randomly burst out. They're like, you be chilling, whatever. They're like, Daddy Finger, Daddy. Like, whoa, who took over your body? What is going on?
We need an exorcism in here.
Yes.
It's wild, man. That and Baby Shark. By the way, Brian, I have a special message for you because we asked you also to finish the lyric to Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Baby Shark. You didn't know it.
Don't bite my junk.
So Latrice, a good friend of ours, the family, she has a 4-year-old. His name is Lakin. And so on the way to school, he was listening to us talking about that. And now, listen to 4-year-old Lakin. Lakin, can you sing the Baby Shark song, please?
Baby Shark, don't buy my junk. Oh. Baby Shark, don't buy my gun.
Yes! Whoa. I've made it!
Look at it! You're influencing 3-year-olds.
That's amazing! It's my favorite, the kid.
Wow. Yeah, just... his mom and dad say thank you.
Hey, it could have been worse. He could have been listening today when I gave my lyrics for Daddy Finger.
All right, coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over the radio. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Remember, you get an extra hour this weekend to do whatever you want with Daddy Finger or whoever you're hanging out with.
Can we not?
Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy.
Brian, don't make that face. It's creepy.
Well, too bad.
Love you guys.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.